It's at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome to our grassroots show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. Bob in Utah with you here tonight to talk about local music, and we're going to open up the month of May with a little music and discussion night tonight. We've got some new music, but we're going to kind of give you an opportunity to hear a lot of local tunes as we get set for the summer ahead. It's coming quick.
Yeah.
And good evening, Utah.
Good evening. I'm May. May. We're already at the first of May.
Yeah, here we are. May 3rd, right?
We'll be eating tacos on Tuesday.
And bike nights and all kinds of fun stuff outdoors. Yeah, the things are greening up, aren't they? Very, very quickly. So everybody get set. Lots of festivals and more. We just talked about festivals last week on the show. And, of course, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival will be here before you know it. We'll be talking Grassies before you know it. Already have been going through for, well, what is it, about 6 weeks now. We've been previewing on Friday mornings the Cummings Candy and Coffee Center stage, so we look forward to doing more of that. And tickets are on sale, thebandjam.com. A lot going on and other events coming as well, so we're looking forward to that. But we had some big excitement in the last week. Utah is a primary name sponsor, has joined for the Band Jam this year, and we want to welcome aboard Experience Butler County, who will be our presenting sponsor of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival in August.
Yeah, and this is just a huge help to the festival. I mean, it ensures that we can put everything on. You know, having the sponsors that we do, we've got quite a list again this year, and it's just awesome to have local entities like that get behind local music and local radio. So thank you very much.
Absolutely, yeah, supporting the cause and helping to pay the bills to present an event like this. Because as we talked about last week on the show, talking about festivals and, you know, the process of putting on a festival, you just don't pop out to a hill somewhere where the grass is green and tell a bunch of bands to come out. You know, there's a lot to it, especially when you're going to put on a quality event. In Utah, you do such a great job with the Band Jam with that. And it starts right with the sound and lights with Lamette Productions. You know, they're paid to come in and do a great job, and they do it every year.
Yeah, and not only that, but the talent as well. I mean, we try to pick the cream of the crop from Western PA, and there's a lot of cream to be, you know, to pick from. But you know, we only have so much time, and keep trying to keep the lineup fresh every year. You know, bring back some faves and return some people, but also bring in new faces. We have a lot of new faces this year again, so looking forward to it. I think it's going to be another great year. Hope we get the weather we got last year, Bob. That was our best year ever.
Yeah. Really was. We've been fortunate, knock on wood here, but that time of the year, it seems like we've just been able to pick a dry weekend. So hopefully that streak continues. You know, it's been very few and far between where we've had raindrops even fall. I mean, one time we had to kind of stall things for about, 35, 40 minutes because of a storm that came through, some lightning. But outside of that, that was probably a handful of years ago now.
Yeah, and that wasn't fun because we have a curfew and we were up against that curfew and had to shorten some people and move things around. But everybody was super accommodating. I mean, that's one of the things. So many of the people I work with in this scene are just they're awesome people. They're just cool and easy to work with. Yeah. You got your handfuls out there, but the majority of them, yeah, they're just awesome people.
Well, welcome aboard Experience Butler County. Of course, we mentioned Cummings Candy and Coffee. Ram Automotive back with us this year to present the singer-songwriter in the round. That'll be Thursday, August 20th. And that's where you'll see five musicians sitting on bar stools telling their stories, how they've written songs, why they've written songs, how they got involved in music. And that's always such a cool and special presentation.
It really is. And, you know, I want to jump back to Experience Butler County here real quick, too, though. Because there's kind of another tie-in. They've got a big event coming up.
That's right.
In about a month. At the same place we have the Band Jam, Cooper's Lake Campground, and that is the Bantam Jeep Festival. So, they're going to be plenty busy themselves this summer.
That's right. And at the beautiful Cooper's Lake Campground, of course, we thank them for allowing us to be out there each and every year. Build the scene, music from the 412, Jazz's Rock and Road Show, Quality Life Services, Liberty Corner Tavern, all part of our Band Jam sponsorships, along with brand new one this year as well, Back Home Barbecue and Brew. And coming up on Wednesday, June 3rd, Utah, we're going to have a very special event coordinating with them in honor of the band jam.
Yeah, they're going to be celebrating their third year anniversary, but to welcome them in as a sponsor on that Wednesday and to kind of lead into their anniversary weekend, we're going to be doing a kind of a pre-band jam singer-songwriter in the round. So it's going to be myself, Jennifer Lynn Baker, and Rob Keller. We're going to be doing kind of a singer-songwriter in the round. Ooh. And you can come out, get your tickets there. In fact, if you buy a ticket there or if you've already bought a ticket, you just need to present it there at Back Home Barbecue, and they're going to slip you something a little delicious. So,
yeah. A little food for thought, blatantly. So, hey, go to thebandjam.com, get your tickets now. And as we talked about last week, you know, like those festival folks that we have visited with over the years, it helps with the planning of knowing what the scope of things are going to be. And by buying your ticket ahead of time, you help that cause. It's as simple as that. If you've made your plans, you might have already reserved a spot at Cooper's Lake, buy those tickets so that that can be confirmed. And it's pretty simple, thebandjam.com.
And pretty affordable. I mean, it's kids 17 and under are free. So bring the family, and $25 for an entire weekend of music. Hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Basically, it's a buck a band.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So check it out, thebandjam.com. We'll be talking about some other events that are coming up as well as we continue through the show, but it's going to be all music here tonight. Let's dive right into it. We had sampled this band a little bit ago, a band out of the Pittsburgh area, with kind of a husband-wife duo, Josh and Nikki, and some pretty cool tunes that they played. We got another one from them called Marigold. They are Rocket Loves Blue. Actually, step back for a moment and credit our friend Scott Tatey. He's the one that turned us on to Rocket Loves Blue, and it really sounds like a fantastic band. I'd like to really catch them live.
And you can catch Scott right here, 10 to 2, I think it is, or something like that, on the Rock Station 97.7. So make sure you tune in for that. And hey, we just mentioned Jennifer Lynn Baker, and she's got a brand new song straight out of our Segment 1 sponsor, the Meat Locker Recording Studio. And it's called Up in the Air. She just dropped it on Tuesday.
Ooh, so this is a Meat Locker exclusive right here tonight on the Grassroots Show. Love it. Jennifer Lynn Baker, Rocket Loves Blue. Music show for you tonight, Grassroots Style. Presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
I'm everything and anything. Pushed everyone away. But what I wanna know, what I wanna know, what I wanna know, how you feel today, how you feel today. Would you change it all in the blink of an eye? All you ever think about in the dark, she cries. Been running around in this box, can't find the door, can't pick the locks. Pushed everyone away. What I wanna know, what I wanna know, what I wanna know. How you feel today, how you feel today. Would you wish it back with a wink in your eye? All you ever think about in the dark is your sigh. Spent a long time looking back. Can't hide the truth, can't change the facts. Pushed everyone away. Oh, what I wanna know, what I wanna know, what I wanna know. How you feel today, how you feel today. Would you change it all in a blink of an eye? All you ever think about in the dark. And I cry. When I want too many things, took everything and anything, pushed everyone away. But when I wanna know, feel today, would you wish it back in the wink of an eye? All we ever think about in this life to the day that we die.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Thanks for tuning in to hear some local music. Rocket Loves Blue, Jennifer Lynn Baker, prior to our visit with the Meat Locker Recording Studio. And we want to thank our Center Stage presenting sponsor and our longtime Segment 2 sponsor of this Grassroots Show every Sunday night, Cummings Candy and Coffee Service, located on Main Street in downtown Butler, at Butler Hospital, Route 8 south of Butler in Penn Township, and Evan City Road, Route 68. Stop out and see one of their locations. Enjoy some great coffee and some sweet treats, too. They've got a little bit of everything at their locations, and we appreciate their support. Of course, Center Stage is our Friday morning preview on the Rock Show Morning Show with Jay Klein. We do that a little after 7:30 every Friday. dive into one of the acts that you'll get to see at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. So get those tickets, thebandjam.com. Thanks to Cummings being back a part of our Band Jam again this year. Cooper's Lake Campground, August 20th through 22nd, specifically. That Thursday night singer-songwriter in the round presented by Ram Automotive. Friday night at 5, and then all day Saturday at the beautiful new stage location where it just had such a cool atmosphere last year, and the weather was perfect, and you could find shade if you wanted, or you could bring a pop-up and put it up and put your chairs underneath that, whatever your convenience is.
It was a little easier, I think, to sit and enjoy the music for sure.
But, yeah.
We're going to. Got all that lined up. Stage is set to go. Lamette's set to go. I think I do still need to call the security people.
Yeah. All right. Well, another event that will be coming up about a month before that. Very special event to remember Corey Comparator. It's called Corey's Cruise. And, wow, this is going to be a Rock Done Right tour stop coming to the Butler Fairgrounds. And the scope of this really looks like it is going to be an incredible day to remember Corey.
It is. I mean, they have a lot going on. This is going to be July 25th. It's their second annual one, and it's going to have the bike ride again, which was huge last year. They had so many bikes on that. I believe motorcycle registration begins at 7 a.m. They're going to have a car show also there. They're going to have live music with Kalfe Anderson and Gary Burke, and Thieves are all going to be playing there that day. They're going to have speakers, raffles, all kinds of vendors. They have quite a vendor list if you go to their website, coreyscruise.com, and check that out. So it's just a full day of, like you said, remembering Corey Comparator and just kind of being a part of community.
And you'll have a lot of room out there, too, being it'll be at the fairgrounds. So it'll be a nice, comfortable atmosphere, hopefully for a great day of weather with bikes and cars and just a lot of cool things to browse around and I'm sure see a lot of people.
Yeah, and again, just visit coreyscruise.com and get all your information there, tickets, everything you need.
Okay, and again, Big Butler Fairgrounds, that's where it'll be, Saturday, July 25th, Corey's Cruise. And some other events that are going on throughout the summer, we'll talk about that as well, but we're jamming some music for you here tonight, and thanks to Michael Stover, got a heads up on a tune that has been dropped by a Western Pennsylvania native, and actually started playing this on our sister station, our country station, WBUT, by Gary Pratt, who also has been kind of Josie connected over the years. I know the Noble Hops were down there last year with a couple nominations. Gary has a really cool new tune called Country Raised Her, and this has been dropping on the national scene a bit, so he's getting some glimpses on some of the charts that I've seen on the countryside, so good for Gary.
Yeah, good stuff. I believe he's down like from Greensburg area down that way. We've had him on the show before, I know. Hey, and we've got another new song too from Alyssa Hankey. I guess she's just dropped a new album here recently. There's two singles off of that. One's called The Pines, and the other one is Route 6. So I say we feature Route 6 here.
Yeah, both great tunes. I've listened to them both, and I think she might have performed. Did she perform Route 6 somewhere along the way? Maybe I saw her out at Big Rail doing it. Recently, very, very cool song. And The Pines, a very intense song, too. Some good stuff. She's a heck of a songwriter, no doubt about it. All right, Gary Pratt, Alyssa Hankey. It's part of our grassroots show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
She had a two-tone F-250. Cranking up a little Joe Diffie, filling her tank up next to me. Must have been Mapco destiny. Looking sweeter than Tupelo honey, shining brighter than jukebox money. Felt like I knew her all my life, and that girl proved me right. She's all about that homegrown way of life. Tennessee whiskey smooth on ice. Small town feeling pulling me in. Church every Sunday, I've been needing that heartland love. Ain't she some? I'm still thanking the stars up above for the day the good Lord made her. And the simple way country raised her. I met her, I might fall for her forever. Zero to hook, no time flat. I've been looking for a girl like that, 'cause I'm all about that homegrown way of life. Tennessee whiskey smooth on ice, small town feeling pulling me in. Church every Sunday I've been needing that heartland loving. Ain't she something? I'm still thanking the stars up above for the day the good Lord made her and the simple way country raised her. She just had that thing about her, blue jean grace, wildwood flower. Felt like I knew her all my life, and that girl proved me right. She's got that homegrown way of life, Tennessee whiskey smooth on ice, small town feeling pulling me in. Church every Sunday I've been meeting that heartland loving. Ain't she something? I'm still thanking the stars up above for the day the good Lord made her and the simple way country raised her. Country raised her. Homegrown, yeah, sweeter than Tupelo, honey. Gotta have that heartland loving. Man, that girl, ain't she something? Country raised her. Country raised her. Yeah, that's you and me. Must have been my cold destiny.
$1 million highway, the roads to Route 6. With the leaves, they're changing. It's time I get my fix. Just a few more hours and I'll make it up there. Well, that's the price that you pay for clean air. Thank you.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station, 97.7, Bob in Utah with you. We're sharing some local music with you here tonight. That's what we do each and every week. A lot of times we have an interview. Tonight, it's all music, so you're going to get to hear a dozen tunes, and so far, four songs in, Mr. Utah Burgess, all brand new songs to our show. How about that?
That's pretty cool, yeah. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, well, we've got more of that coming.
Yes, we do.
So, but we've got a, you know, a lot going on, as we mentioned, band jam coming up, other outdoor festivals and events, and keep your ear to the concert calendar that'll be coming up a little bit later on in the show. But another thing that happens when we seem to flip the calendar to May, and the weather is getting nicer and warmer, bike nights around the area, and a lot of those locations have been including having local music as part of that as well, which is fun.
Yeah, bike season's already underway. We just finished playing one on Friday, the Mobile Hops did here at the Butler Moose Lodge 64. So we played one there, and Biker Brewhouse, theirs got underway Thursday. And they have quite a season lined up of bike nights this year. It's they're going all out. This is going to be a big year for them. In fact, Larry's going to be a guest in a couple weeks to kind of tell everybody about that. And we've got some local talent from this area playing it too. Gary Burke is going to be doing a big country show up there as one of the bike nights. The Hops are going to be back up there. Ragged Company is going to be there. Sour Mash is going to be there. Wow. So it's pretty neat. So look for that. And also, yeah, we're going to be hopping on a bike night with our friends Eden on Fire also in July, on July 9th, up at Bison Beer in Waterford. And we'll talk a little bit more about Eden on Fire here in a minute.
Cool stuff. All right. Well, keep your eyes out for that, because we've got usually a lot of folks putting on different bike nights, which is really cool. And, of course, we invite you to keep tabs on the road, too. We've got a lot of traffic out there, and we always love to keep an eye out and keep our two-wheelers safe, most importantly, as well. We're going to roll on with more great music here. And speaking of some good bike riding music, they got our friends from Iron Brigade, Mr. Daniel Butch, and their great band. And understand that their latest effort has just been dropped on vinyl. Remember, he referred to this when the guys were in from Iron Brigade to talk about their new stuff and some of the new material they had going on. And they said that they were excited to have some vinyl dropping. Well, there is an organization over in Germany that has just dropped their material on vinyl. That was back on April 24th. Underground Power Records over in Germany. Pretty cool stuff. And Iron Brigade, we're going to dig out there. All hail the Guardian. So put your seatbelts on for this one.
All right. And I think this is a good one to follow that up with. And I just mentioned Eden on Fire. And they, too, just dropped a brand new single here in the last week or so. And I believe Amy was teasing that a little bit when we were talking to her. But it's called Queen Bee, and here it is after Iron Brigade.
Nice. And this segment of our show being brought to you by Mr. Bill Damiano, Build the Scene in the Pennsylvania Rock Show, also part of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival at Cooper's Lake Campground in August. Bill, we thank your support, and we thank you for supporting local music in the fashion that you do and the different involvement that you have, even with music from the 412. Iron Brigade and Eden on Fire as we roll along tonight on the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, head to Dough Daddy Brewing and Tap Room in Gibsonia this Friday, May 8th from 7 to 10 and catch Brian and Brenda 2B's Acoustic. Also on Saturday, May 9th, they'll be at Tortured Souls Brewing Company, Craigdale Road in New Kensington, also from 7 to 10. Catch Ingo Swann at the Beacon Hotel Saturday, May 9th. And be sure to listen for Ingo Swann's new single, Sub Rosa. Also, Sunday, June 28th, mark your calendar for the celebration of life for Scotty Bajak. Local music, basket raffles, 50-50 and more at the Sirius Shriners in Cheswick. And Corey's Cruise, which is part of the Rock Done Right Tour, Saturday, July 25th, coming to the Big Butler Fairgrounds. See all the great details at www.coreyscruise.com. And August 20th through 22nd, get your tickets for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival presented by Experience Butler County. It's at Cooper's Lake Campground. That's the place to be, August 20th through 22nd. Tickets on sale now, thebandjam.com. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, Thursday, May 7th, another Thirsty Thursday acoustic night at the Liberty Corner Tavern in Freeport featuring Jake Parks from 7:30 to 9:30. Friday, May 8th, the Noble Hops are live at Missing Links Brewery, 6 p.m. Good food, great beer, music and fun with the hops. How about a Mother's Day celebration Saturday, May 9th, the Mama Logs Comedy Show. It's hilarious stories on motherhood and life at the Fieldhouse in Cabot. Tickets available now at ShadyLadyProductions.com. And don't miss Thursday, May 21st at Jurgles Nazareth with special guests Radio 45 and the Noble Hops. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
You're listening to the Grassroots Show, local music here tonight. Jamming some tunes for you. So far tonight, Rocket Loves Blue, Jennifer Lynn Baker, Gary Pratt, Alyssa Hankey, all brand new stuff along with Iron Brigade, now on vinyl, Eden on Fire, the Queen Bee. We had the Queen Bee herself in here recently, right? And we continue on with some fun stuff in this segment being brought to you by Music from the 412, where you can not only hear local music, but you can see some videos. Check them out. And, of course, a lot of great show content as well. Jazz's Rock and Road Show, who are also part of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival sponsorship lineup, in addition to Music from the Four.
And Rocky's Rock and Roll Symphony. Can't miss that.
That's right. Some great stuff. And a lot going on. Just even as we turn the month of May underway here, of course, Memorial Day weekend will be coming up before you know it. But the calendar is packed even getting into June. There's going to be a lot of events to pick from. Of course, keep in mind June 3rd, very special event at one of our Band Jam sponsor locations, Back Home Barbecue and Brew, with the singer-songwriter in the round preview with Utah Burgess, Jennifer Lynn Baker, who just dropped that brand new song, and Rob Keller of the Shiners, and one-time member of, I guess you could always say, honorary permanent member of the Noble Hops, because every once in a while he'll just pop up.
So is Jay Lynn. So yeah, there you
right,
go.
Right. I mean, yeah, there you go.
A lot of history there. So this is going to be a fun night. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah. But What else is going on for the month? We've got some different things, huh?
Well, I looked at it. We were like, yeah, we ought to plug one or two other events. And I look at June. I'm like, oh, my God. But you know what? Typically, this weekend right now is usually the Ragu Festival, which is sort of what we call the kickoff of festival season. Unfortunately, if you were tuned in last week, they weren't able to have that this year. It's a real bummer, and hopefully they can find a way to make that happen later in the year somehow and get that figured out. But, yeah, I'm just looking here, Bob. I mean, we got the Hills and Hollers Festival is back, and Mars Brew Fest. Out at the Fieldhousers, the big Jeep versus Bronco event is going on. Roy Ramone, Butler County Veterans in Need Ride is happening on the 13th up at Lindora American Legion there. Bike nights with, the brew house where I talked about. Hazen's coming, so Noble Hops get to play Hazen.
Yeah, cool.
Fostering Music Summer Shindig is coming up. And, of course, there's a Celebration of Life for Scotty Bajak also. Yeah. That's all just June.
Wow. And Scotty's event, that's going to be down at the Sirius Rock location in Cheswick.
Yep, it is.
That's a Sunday, by the way.
Correct.
June 28th. So that'll be kind of earlier in the day into the evening and for you to check out some great local music and remember a young man and a family that heavily involved in supporting local music.
Yes.
So hopefully you'll get out and support that celebration as well. So that'll be great. Man, just pick and choose where you go. You can bop all over Western Pennsylvania somewhere just about each and every weekend, right?
Yeah, that's just June. So
that's just June. So there's a lot going on, and it surrounds local music, which we love, no doubt about it. And somebody brought up a name to me in the last week, and I thought, well, we're just going to have to play this because we've played this before on the Rock Station, both just in regular rotation, but also visiting with Shane Alexander, who used to live in this area and has been kind of like Greg Maher out in the West Coast for a lot of years, many decades, still putting out great music and has an incredible following. And I know he's much loved in this area because, boy, I've heard from people over the years just say what an incredible performer he is. And I just love his songwriting. He's just such a poet. But he had a cool song that he'd done a few years back that's kind of bubbled back up to the surface for some folks that dealt a kind of mentions Western Pennsylvania, spots around here, but there was an old location that I'm sure a lot of folks grew up going to, and that was the old Skyway Drive-In out in the sort of west side of Butler Township that is no longer. But if you mention it and you lived in this area, you know the Skyway Drive-In, and he did a song called Skyway Drive-In, so you can kind of listen and maybe get a feel, get taken back in time by Shane Alexander.
You know, I told Jazz that if we ever make it back out to L.A. for Jazz's Rock and Road show, that we got to grab Greg Mara and we got to grab Shane Alexander.
That would be awesome.
And get a couple more of those with them.
Cool.
Yeah, let's follow Shane up with Dinner Bell Road. I mean, hey, their album is still just on rotation with me. It's just such a great album that they dropped last summer. And throw on their song Steel City Blues, which they performed, him and Seth did, at the Chris Knight show here a couple weeks back that I went to, and they really got, I mean, the response Dinner Bell Road got at that show was pretty cool. I hope they left there feeling pretty good about themselves.
Good stuff, man. Oh, I so wanted to be at that show.
Yeah.
I know, you know, you turned me on to Chris Knight years ago. We saw him down at the Hard Rock, and man, I wanted to go see that show, and the fact that Cook and Seth were going to be there, Dinner Bell Road. I knew that would be a great night. So good to hear that local music was popping at a national show. Not surprised, friends. That's why we're spinning it for you here tonight on The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Skyway driving by your grandma's house. Used to be all they talked about. It's been gone such a long time now. Whatever happened to the Tanglewood, where our first dance made us feel so good? Aching my chest when I saw you in your dress. We had small town in our bloodstream, wild horses in our hearts. It hurts like hell when first love falls apart. Your father gave his life to Uncle Steel. He'd take his rifle out in Nelson's field. Some Sometimes I wonder if he's out there still. He had small town in his bloodstream, wild horses in his heart. He never liked me much right from the start. Maybe those winters got too damn cold. They come around, make me feel so old. Just 15 with an ancient soul. I always wanted so much else from life. Had I a West Vine or West Coast wife, I did my time with that small town strife. Late at night, I still see those faces. No matter how much the time erases, I'm going back, gonna see those places again. 'Cause I've got small town in my bloodstream, wild horses in my heart. And no one knows you like those from your start. You got small town in your bloodstream, then you know it's all the truth. There ain't no better way to waste your youth.
I'll just sit here.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
So happy you've tuned in to hear some local music tonight. We're presenting it to you on the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions here on The Rock Station, 97.7. Hey, don't forget, our show is streaming, 977rocks.com, and is archived. You can play it back. It's usually in rotation at 977rocks.com in podcast form by around noon every Monday. And you can listen to some of your favorites, or maybe if you missed a show, you never have to miss it. 977rocks.com.
We recently listened back to the Noble Hops interview. That was a pretty damn good one.
That was a fun show, man. No doubt about it. Well, hey, big thanks to some folks that also support the music scene, and especially covering the Erie area. And we recommend, you know, I know a lot of people spend a lot of time traveling up to the Lake Erie shore. Check out Two Man Happy Hour before you do, because you're going to get the set. You're going to get the scene set. I mean, you can only spend so much time out in the sun on the beach. Then you've got to find something to do. Local music is everywhere up there.
It's the best value for your entertainment dollar, Bob. We've said that before. So there you go.
Yeah. That should just be the theme of the show. Right?
There you go. Yeah.
So Two Man Happy Hour. We appreciate them. Jack Stevenson. Part of that, and
he hammers it home. I mean, he really does. His message is the same as ours, and he's not shy about saying it. You know, you got to get out. These venues will have the music if you show up and support it. Yeah. So it's just, you know, keep on it.
Yeah, it's twofold in support. You're supporting local music, but you're also supporting a hometown entity, a hometown business that are trying just as hard as you are going to work every day, trying to do things to kind of serve you. That's why, I mean, you know, you go to a restaurant, those people are in the service community, you know, and I think sometimes we take that for granted. You know, usually it's somebody that loves to cook and loves to serve people. Well, that's what they do. You go out and eat, and then all of a sudden, they have a band in the corner. Pretty awesome stuff, you know. There's a two-for-one shot for you, and you didn't have to pay for price of admission a lot of times.
Exactly. And speaking of one of them places, after a few months of renovation, they're bringing some live music back, and that's River Forest Country Club.
Oh,
so
really?
So we'll be announcing some new dates for that here coming up in the future.
Boy, I mean, here we go. Starting to build that, you know, pick your day of the week kind of thing, because you've got River Forest, you've got Liberty Corner Tavern, the 11th Frame Live Local Music Series. How about the house concert series at the Field House, which they've completely renovated? You know, it's cool. A lot of these locations are doing that and making room and making it part of their branding, if you will.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, which is really awesome. So a lot going on. And another thing that will be coming up, this would kind of be maybe one of two different opportunities for you to have a band jam preview, and that is the Regatta at Lake Arthur that also not only involves fun around the water, but includes local music.
Yeah, it does. And this includes everything. I think there's an activity of every sort at the Regatta, and it's a pretty cool thing. And just like last year with the band jam, the weather was just phenomenal. I just hope that trend runs through August again, because it was so beautiful hanging out that weekend at the Moraine. And great. They do a fantastic job. That's all tied into with Experience Butler County. Mm-hmm. So fun stuff. But we got a heck of a lineup here. This year, we've got Samantha Sears and the Noble Hops and Highway Moon, Morgan Gruber, Mr. Miyagi, Angelina Humanik, Ben and Isabel Valosek, the original Zucco Bubblegum Band, and a surprise that the Regatta is still working on here for a little bit as part of America 250. So,
oh, pretty sweet.
We'll see if that happens or not.
Okay. All right. But boy, the lineup right out of the gate, like bing, check, yeah. Boy, that'll be great. And then that's just surrounding all the events that you can take in.
It's free.
Yeah, right? No admission for this, free. Right?
You just come out, pop a chair up in the shade there and just enjoy the sun, whatever, and just listen to the music and check out all the vendors. And
yeah.
I mean, you can even learn how to sail if you want to. Yeah, right. Out there, so.
pretty cool. Yeah, they've got events North Shore, South Shore, and is a regatta weekend. And that'll be the first part of August. And, of course, and after that, you've got Music for the Cure up at Blueberry Hill. And Steve Angert puts on that tremendous event. And, man, that is just an absolute blast to be a part of because of the setting he has out there. It's just a cool atmosphere and literally cool because it could be an 80-degree, sunny August kind of day, and you're in the shade, nice and comfortable, getting rocked by some great music. And always a great lineup that Steve put together. So check that out and make sure you come out and support a great cause because he does some great stuff supporting local fights against cancer.
Yes, he does. And, yeah, just check it out. It's like $10, I think, is what he charges to go out to that. And it's your money's worth. And, again, it's for a great cause, like you said.
Yeah, absolutely. So that'll be coming up in August as well. And let's get back into some music. And a gentleman who had reached out to us last fall, and we spun a couple of his tunes, Butler area native, Kenny Nogan. We'd played a couple of cool songs of his called New York to Nashville was one of them. Autumn Souvenir, I think, was the other one. And now we have a brand new one called Can't Take the Sun from Kenny Nogan, which is a really cool little song, kind of a Shane Alexander vibe, if you will.
All right, let's follow that up with a recent guest that we had here in the studio. That's Alex Shoemaker from the Punxsutawney area, if I recall. And his song Ain't What It Used to Be.
Yeah, and he's busy. I mean, he's got his solo band. He's, you know, he's got three different acts you can go check out. He's a busy guy. So when you're making a trek out to the Punxsutawney area, keep your eyes out for Alex Shoemaker. It's the Grassroots Show here presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
I remember my father. I remember the love I always felt with my sisters and brothers. What a story we all could tell about him. Like the way he'd point to the sun as he'd teach us about love, saying how every perfect gift would come down. It's been hung there perfectly in my father's eyes. Kinda like a love that'll always be. So you can't take the sun from, take the sun from me. Told us in a way that you see.
you can't take the sun from me, the horrid beauty from the sky. It's been hung down perfectly in my father's eyes, kinda like a love that'll always be. So you can't take the sun from me. Take the sun from me.
Sometimes it feels like I ain't got nobody. It's the way of society. But when you smile at me, it takes me away from reality. Sweatshirt you left on my porch, it's never been washed, no, it's never been worn. I like to think back on how it once was, endless nights, your invisible touch. Things ain't all or what they seem, 'cause it ain't like what it used to be. That one old picture from 3 years ago, it still lays low, yet still untold. Parents still call me 3 days a week. They really care, yet they still love me. Sometimes they're harder than most. Living so full, yet I still feel broke. Why can't you just come back to me? It ain't like what it used to be. But all this time that we've been apart, I don't miss you, yet I wanna restart. Still on speed dial in my phone. I bet you're breaking hearts away from home. I'll spend another night alone.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We hope you've enjoyed our show here tonight of local music. We call it the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions. And every once in a while, we just like to give you a show full of music and just talk about events that are going on that you can come support and celebrate local music. And of course, the pinnacle of this particular show, a Shady Lady staple, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, August 20th through 22nd at Cooper's Lake Campground. And again, welcoming the segment sponsor here tonight of our final segment, Experience Butler County, who are the presenting sponsor of the Band Jam this year. And we are so excited to have them on board.
Yeah, it ties in perfectly because what a way to experience Butler County, and that's coming to the Band Jam and that beautiful Cooper's Lake campground. So it's all the way around that fits. And Experience Butler County, that used to be the tourism. Well, I guess they really are still sort of the tourism bureau, but yeah. They used to be called Butler County Tourism Bureau. Changed their name to Experience Butler County, which I like. I think that's pretty cool. And, it's come experience it all.
Yeah.
Butler County has a lot to offer. We've gone through a whole list of things here today, so...
just rebranded their image, but they do the same thing, and that's celebrating what is good here in Butler County and all of the different events that are a part of that. And that's why they wanted to be a part of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, because it is an experience that you can take right here in Butler County. And we've had people come from the state of Washington to come through, because you have such a perfect setting in Cooper's Lake Campground. You've got the brand of music, and you've got a lot of things that everybody can do. That's why we recommend bring the family. 17 and under get in free. You could bring your family and have a mini vacation before you have to send them back to school, or before you want to send them back to school, because I'm sure it's been a long summer for you and it's only getting underway. So you're going to need to be at the Band Jam and bring those kids, because you can bring your bikes. You can bring a kayak, canoe, and go fishing on the lake out at Cooper's Lake. You've got miles and miles of, whether it be trail or paved road, dirt road, whatever. You could go get lost, and you're not even lost because you're at Cooper's Lake Campground. And then the music's there for you to take in.
Yeah, camp primitive style or go full hookup. And all that's handled through Cooper's Lake Campground, not any of the camping.
Yeah.
You don't have to camp to be a part of this. Come and go as you please. I know lots of people who just come out, enjoy the music, and they go back home.
Yeah.
Some people stay in hotels. So it's all the way around. It's just totally up to you. We highly recommend camping because it's a lot of fun out there.
Yeah.
But that's handled through them, so check that out. And, keep following along. Tune in to Bob Friday mornings.
Yeah, the Cummings Candy and Coffee Center stage at the Band Jam just after 7:30 a.m. Friday mornings with Jay Klein. And of course, the Thursday night, you can come out and experience the Band Jam free of charge, because the singer-songwriter in the round, presented by Ram Automotive, does not have an admission price. You do not need a ticket to come out Thursday night at 7 o'clock to see five musicians telling you their story, playing their tunes for a few hours. And it's a magical evening. You just bring a chair, you sit down, and you watch them play. You could wheel in your favorite beverage or whatever you want to wheel in, and then you can take a look around at Cooper's Lake. If you've never been out there for the Band Jam or never out there at all, you're missing an incredible, incredible sight of what they have to offer in the music experience itself. But you can see what it's all about. We'll get you a ticket that night if you'd like. You can get your tickets anytime. TheBandJam.com for Friday and Saturday. That's when you need a ticket to be on the grounds.
Come home to come down to Back Home Barbecue on June 3rd. You can get tickets right there and get a little preview of the singer-songwriter in the round that night right there with myself, Rob Keller, and Jennifer Lynn Baker, too.
That'll be the warm-up for the Band Jam on Wednesday, June 3rd. So looking forward to that. But we're welcoming Experience Butler County. So happy to have them on board. The sponsorships like Cummings Candy, like Ram Automotive, of course, Build the Scene, Music from the 412, Jazz's Rock and Road Show, Quality Life Services have been part of our Band Jam sponsorship for a number of years now. Liberty Corner Tavern, where you don't have to be thirsty on Thursdays. You can sip and enjoy great local music as well. And, of course, Back Home Barbecue and Brew with their special sponsorship as well this year.
Yeah, speaking of Thirsty Thursday, what we got? Oh, Jake Parks is going to be there this Thursday. So there you go. 7:30, be at Liberty Corner Tavern for some Jake Parks. And, Missing Links. On Friday, Noble Hops will be there. Check it out. And one other thing, Mother's Day is next weekend.
That's right.
So the night before, we've got a really cool thing going on at the Field House. It's the Mama Logs Comedy Show.
Okay.
And you are going to love this. And so we've got four comedians that are going to be telling just hilarious stories on motherhood and life. And so check out ShayLadyProductions.com to get some tickets for that. They're going to go fast, and I look forward to that.
All right, and that's May 9th, right?
That's May 9th, so Mother's Day Eve. You can come out and hear the Mama Logs Comedy Show.
Oh, good stuff. Well, it's all part of the fun that's yet to come, and we encourage you to check out thebandjam.com and check out the Experience Butler County's website, because they've got all the events that you can imagine in Butler County on one site as well. And we're going to get into some more music here. We're going to dig out one of the performers who will be at this year's singer-songwriter in the round at the Band Jam. recent guest Rebecca Snyder. And this is a cool tune. It kind of has a little play off of the legendary Charlie Daniels tune. It's called "The Fiddle Player Stays" by Rebecca Snyder.
All right. And we'll take the show out with some friends of ours that got to play down at the NFL draft last weekend. And it looks like they had a good time. And I'm playing in Pittsburgh. I'm pretty tired myself, Bob, because we just spent 6 hours down there this morning after two nights of shows for the Pittsburgh Marathon. Yeah. So hopefully you ran by us at mile 21 there at North Negley Avenue and East Liberty Boulevard. And we were the drunk singers there on the corner. But but anyway, I digress. We'll take the show out with some Appalachian Honey and their song. And they're dropping a new album, full album.
Wow.
I think coming up in this month. So we'll have to keep an eye out for that. But their song, you're still around. So we'll stick show out with that.
You know, I took your words of advice, and I was going to enter the Pittsburgh Marathon so I could run past the Noble Hops. But I pulled a hamstring training, and that training was just thinking about it.
Oh, okay.
Last night I stole a fiddle player from a band of outlaws. I stole him for my song, and now we're on the run. Oh, but it was worth it for that moment on the stage when the music felt so music bands. And if you know the kind I'm saying, you better get yourself to pray. And when I tell you what transpired when it got my turn for playing, well, there's a whiskey fried on that bar down in Durham Road not too far. And he wasn't doing nothing, drinking whiskey at the bar. I said, you got a fiddle, you can play. Fella, it's your lucky day. Yeah.
Tom Petty. Come take a trip with me to keep harmonies combined to be perfect melody. Well, oh no, I don't know where I'm going. I've seen rainy days, but it's better being you, babe. Oh no, I don't know where I'm going. I've seen stormy days, but it's better with you, babe.
When you run. best riffs.
The Rock Station, 97.7.
Started shaking and I can't take no more. Yeah, baby.